Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and today we start with the Commonwealth's Latino community. There are about 850,000 Latinos in Massachusetts, according to the Boston Indicators Research Center at the Boston Foundation. But we haven't known much about our Latino community's legislative priorities and how they participate in civic engagement because we rarely ask, until now. Amplify Latinx, a nonprofit that focuses on advancing Latino leadership representation, economic prosperity, and civic engagement, partnered with the nonpartisan public research firm, Public Opinion Research Firm, Mass Polling, Inc., to survey more than 1,200 Latino residents in December 2022. Here with us, Amplify Latinx CEO and President Eneida Roman. Welcome.
Thank you, Tiziana.
Great to have you. And also joining us, Boston Globe Associate Editor and Columnist Marcela Garcia, who wrote a piece about the survey results last week. Marcela, thanks for joining us from afar.
Thank you for having me, Tiziana.
So I'm going to start with you, Eneida, about some of the survey information. It took place last December, a little over 1,200 people. Who were you hoping to pull in that 1,200? Who were you trying to capture?
Yes, thank you, Tiziana. So essentially, these are voter-eligible Massachusetts residents who identify as Latino. And so what I'd love to underscore is that this is an historic undertaking that we engaged Mass Poll Inc. for, because it essentially presents a landscape of Latinos in Massachusetts, and it's a statewide poll. And we not only conducted polls, but also focus groups to go a little deeper into the line of questionings that we had. So it basically provided a snapshot of our community's priorities. We also engaged and had interviews with some elected officials to understand the alignment between the priorities that the community identified and the priorities that the elected officials identified. And we found that there is much alignment in those priorities.
So let's stay with that for a minute before we bring Marcela into the conversation. Eneida, let's hear about some of the priorities. You know, I was struck about in reading the data, especially around ranking of priorities, housing and job opportunities, for example, versus, let's say, public transit or putting women in office. So tell us a little about what you learned.
Of course, yes. So I just want to clarify that it's not that these other priorities that rank lower are less important. It's just that when you ask somebody to give you your top three or four most important issues that they believe are relevant for our elected officials to pay attention to, the top ranking issues were all economic.
Yep.
All focused on the economy. For example, affordable housing, affordable health care. And when I say that, I mean, you know, people who obviously are not just renters, but also people who want to buy their properties, but find the cost of living a little more over what they would, you know, ideally want to see in a cost of a residence. They also identified issues around childcare, right? That's another prevalent issue that we, you know, that we see here in Massachusetts and across the nation, but in Massachusetts, costs are excessive, and so on and so forth. So a lot of economic issues that are impacting the community, and they want to make sure that the elected officials are aware that there are certain barriers to access to opportunities because of the cost of living.
So turning to you now as well, Marcela Garcia from the Boston Globe, one of the things that struck me in looking at the data was the significant disconnects, right? One, lack of awareness among those polled about major public leaders, like 42% not aware of Maura Healey, 55% unaware of Catherine Clark, who's the House Minority Whip, nearly 50% Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley unaware. And also that our public elected leaders would be so disconnected from a population with voting potential and also that care about the same bread and butter issues that we talk with those elected leaders about, like here on Radio Boston and
That's
in
correct.
The Boston media all the time. So, Marcela, what stood out to you, really struck you when you first saw the polling data?
Hello?
I do have you. Do you have me, Marcella?
Yes, I lost you there for a second, but I think you were talking about the low favorability and familiarity among Latinos.
I was, and I wanted to know.
Massachusetts elected officials.
That's right. And I wanted to know what stuck out to me or struck me. When you looked at the data, I mean, you wrote about this, what struck you?
Definitely, those numbers were pretty eye-opening for me, because again, like Anaida said, this is a very unprecedented set of data. We really have never seen an effort like this before, even though the Massachusetts Latino community has been sizable for a while, but nobody really had asked Latinos what their public opinion was. And there was this basically big gaping hole in our understanding of this growing community. You know, if it weren't for Massachusetts, if it weren't for Latinos in Massachusetts, the population would not have grown. So now you have this, again, unprecedented set of data. And I was, for one, very excited to read it. But this struck me as very interesting. And to me, what this represents, with these low familiarity numbers that Latinos have for elected officials in Massachusetts, you know, they're a loud and clear message that they're sending. You know, they need to do more outreach so that they could obviously get more engaged in the civic process, right? For instance, Elizabeth Warren was the one that had the highest familiarity numbers. But when you looked at Ayanna Pressley and Catherine Clark, both congresswomen, Ayanna Pressley, she represents part of Boston and part of Chelsea, and 49% of Latinos have not heard of her.
Compared to 19% for Elizabeth Warren, to your point, Marcella. So we're having a little trouble with Marcella's sound. I'm going to come back to Anaida now. I'm hoping we're going to be able to get Marcella on the line, and I want to point out she was gracious enough to join us from very far away on vacation because this conversation was so important to her. So I'm hoping we'll get her back. But if not, there's plenty for us to talk about here in Studio 2. Let me turn back to you. I'm going to play a little bit of sound for you. Our producer, Andrea Perdomo Hernandez, spoke with Democratic State Representative of the 11th Plymouth, Rita Mendez, yesterday. She's Brazilian-American, and she said she learned that there were some commonalities in the concerns she heard from voters while campaigning. Here she is.
We all connect with our issues, with our concerns, raising our children, being able to be engaged with our children's education in school, whether they speak English at home or they don't speak English at home. And I'm a proven example that it's possible when we just listen to people's concern and we care, we're out there, we're making an effort, and we're trying to communicate in many possible ways that they'll be engaged and they'll want to vote for us.
You know, when we talk about anybody in politics, any voting group, mm-hmm. we have to be mindful, Anaida, that they're not polyglot, right? We have regional variations. We have ethnic and historical variations. We have cultural variations. Mm-hmm. So that was another thing that was fascinating to me about this data that Amplify Latinx and Mass Polling Inc. came up with in the survey, mm-hmm. was there were some pretty profound priority differences, some the same, right? Roughly economic priorities the highest, not surprising here in the Commonwealth, yes. right? But depending on if you were Dominican or Puerto Rican or you were a U.S. citizen or you came fairly recently to the country, some real variation in priorities. Talk about that a little
Correct.
Bit.
No, that's an excellent point. And I also want to highlight the fact that, you know, generally speaking, the outcomes that we see here are not much different than a broader poll would reflect. So, for example, the broader community at large also agrees that economic issues are a priority. But we also saw a difference in education level and, you know, in certain priorities. And so there were certain issues that were more prevalent in folks with, you know, college degree versus folks that didn't have a college degree. But all in all, the people who were polled were mostly concerned about making sure that Massachusetts is affordable and making sure that they have access to opportunities and to economic prosperity and representation.
I think we have Marcella Garcia from the Boston Globe back on the line from afar. Marcella, do we have you there?
Yes, I apologize. I don't know what happened. I must have a very poor connection.
That's fine.
Thank you for having me again.
No, it's great. And we'll have a little bit of a lag just so our listeners know. But please go ahead. I think you want to jump right in there.
Yes, to your point and to Aneda's point that there's variance within the Latino groups that were polled. And I just want to say that this survey is so comprehensive that there are layers and layers and layers that you can peel. And I, for one, I'm going to be spending a lot of time analyzing it because I'm really interested in elevating these issues. And I thank Mass Inc., but also Amplify Latinx for bringing this, doing this really, really important work. What I was going to mention is that when you looked at, as Neda said earlier, the poll is about Massachusetts residents. But when you looked at registered Latino voters and you looked at the favorability numbers and familiarity numbers that I was talking about before among our congresswomen and our senators, those numbers increase a little bit, right? Like, it obviously makes sense. It's logical that if you're a registered voter, you're more engaged with who your elected officials are. And so those numbers of unheard of or not being familiar, never even heard the name of your congresswoman, those improve a little bit when you looked at registered Latino voters polled within this survey. So Aneda was saying, there are so many layers to this. And once you look into other demographics or national origin too, whether you were born here versus overseas, or if you are Puerto Rican citizens, some of the priorities varied. And I did ask Mass Inc. what was the widest variance within national origin groups. And he told me that data point about marijuana pardons and how it differs between Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, and just the general number from the survey of Latinos. And so abortion too is another topic that traditionally I think there is this narrative that, you know, there is this thinking that I think is completely outdated that Latinos are perhaps more conservative and not in favor of abortion. But obviously, you know, there was a high support for keeping abortion legal. LGBTQ self-identification too, there was a high number. And so again, I just want to point out how multi-layered and deep this survey is. And I would encourage everyone out there to you know, interested in the Latino community, because when you lack a certain understanding or public policy understanding in a certain group, it affects us all. I compare it to when we have the COVID-19 pandemic and certain groups weren't being vaccinated, that would put everyone at risk, right? You know, maybe it may not be the perfect analogy, but I think of this data the same. It really is revealing in what this sizable group in Massachusetts is thinking, is prioritizing. And I think I would encourage all of our elected officials to take a look.
So Marcela Garcia is associate editor and columnist at the Boston Globe. Marcela, thank you. We're going to say goodbye to you here, and I'm going to turn back to Aneda Roman for the end of the segment. Marcela, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Susanna. A pleasure to be with you.
Good to talk to you. So, Aneda, turning back to you, what Marcela was just laying out, and this is important, is why. Why does it matter, right? Why do we need to know this information? Why have we not known this information before? And what does it mean for representation? I'm going to play a little bit of sound. We had a conversation earlier this month with a couple of elected officials about representation of the Black community in the State House. And here is Democratic State Senator Liz Miranda.
I'm happy that we're now 10% of the Senate with two Latino men and two Black women, but that's not nearly enough for the representation I think we really need on Beacon Hill to not only be representative in sort of race and gender and geography, but also to work on the issues that Black and brown people need across the Commonwealth.
So how to get to that representation? And for that, just a little bit more from Democratic State Representative of the 11th Plymouth, Rita Mendez.
So we have to make that effort to really go to the doors, answer people's questions, having the time to listen to their concerns. So the old-fashioned way is the best way, and just going everywhere, every event, birthday parties, barbecues, just being out in the community, and continue to do so, because the criticism is during the campaign, everybody is out there campaigning, everybody is showing up. that after they get elected and everyone disappears, they'll come back 2 years later looking to get reelected.
So, Aneda, we have just a couple minutes left. Is that the game now? And I don't mean game pejoratively. I mean the whole ball game now, right, in response to this data?
I mean, I think this is a great opportunity for elected officials and for leaders in general to look at this data, like Marcella said, that is so relevant. It's so important. And, you know, and it can be game changing. It can affect transformative policies if we're all listening, right?
And so we're seeing Latino turnout jump.
Absolutely.
Right?
So I was, you know,
sorry.
You hit the nail, right? So I think the biggest opportunity that we can all see in this is the civic engagement potential that there is, right? Not just, like Rita said, not just during election season, but throughout the year, throughout like all the time, and not just door knocking, but like she said, being present in community events where the people feel that they're listened to and that their issues matter. Because if we look at the population in Massachusetts right now, Latinos are 12% of the population. We would have lost congressional seats, but for Latino population growth. Okay. And that's something really important.
Meaning the whole Commonwealth.
The whole Commonwealth. Correct. And that's today. But if we look at the schools, for example, Boston is over 40% Latino. Other gay communities are over 40%, some 50, some more. And if we're not looking at this demographic shift and the growth and the impact of what is traditionally called the sleeping giant, which is not so much anymore, you know, the Latino electorate, we will stay behind. And, you know, Latino progress is the Commonwealth's progress, is the region's progress. So it's not about one or the other. It's not about giving to one and taking from other. It's about focusing on the wealth of the region so that if we focus on all of its residents, we're really impacting and leaning into positive outcomes for the entire Commonwealth.
And in our last 30 seconds, have you heard from the elected officials we've been talking about
oh,
the
yes.
results of this data?
Absolutely.
What in general have you been hearing?
So it's positive. I mean, they you know, they want to be engaged. So they want to make sure that, you know, that they're listening to us and we're listening to them, and we're actively in a relationship that is ongoing, not, you know, like I just said, not just during election cycle.
All right. Aneda Roman is the CEO and president of Amplify Latinx, a Massachusetts-based nonprofit focused on advocating Latinx leadership, representation, economic prosperity, and civic engagement. They've got the new poll out with MassInc polling. It is worth a look. Aneda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.